intentions are. Sometimes you can be misunderstood without even trying. So many times you can make mistakes in your past, and your past haunt you for the rest of your life. Sometimes things that you have done that even you have forgiven yourself for, and you've forgiven other people, and you've asked other people to forgive you. Do you know sometimes people choose not to forgive because they think it has power over you when they don't forgive you? When they know that you're trying to make it right with them, that has power over you. So let's have some real talk about it, okay? One, you don't have to prove yourself to anyone but your Creator, which is God. And the only thing you are proving to Him is that you are worthy of His love, His presence, and you really don't have to prove that. But as you are striving for His grace, that's really the only person you need to worry about. And guess what? He already died on the cross for your sins to be forgiven. So if you've got some people in your life right now that still want to hold you to the fire for mistakes that you've made in the past, and you've apologized for those mistakes, and they just won't seem to forgive you, know that you've done your part. Know that you have asked for forgiveness. And if they choose not to forgive you, guess what? It hurts them. It doesn't hurt you. You have to make amends and forgive yourself. And once you've done that, you will be okay. People will see you. People will start to realize that you are better. You are different. You have changed. And don't be someone else. Be who you are. Be unapologetically you. Don't strive to be something that you're not. Don't try to please others just because you want them to like you. Don't do that, because it's false evidence appearing real. It really is a lot of things that if you can't live up to their expectations, they're going to hold you to the cross for it. And let's talk to the people who have expectations of other people and don't tell them about it. Anybody listening, you have expectation of others, but you haven't told them about your expectations. And then when they don't meet your expectations, you want to be angry with them. That is very, very much so being mean. Yes, M-E-A-N, you're being mean. Because how are you going to hold an expectation you never shared, and then when they don't meet that expectation, you want to hold them accountable for something they didn't even know? That's being mean. If you are going to have expectations of other people, tell them what it is. Give them an opportunity to meet that expectation if they choose. But if they don't choose to meet your expectations, or the expectation, if you don't choose to meet it, you do have that right too. But they need to give you an opportunity to meet their expectations. Don't be mean, and don't hold people to unrealistic expectations. So I am 8 days into a 40-day fast. And when I say 8 days, I only have 8 days to go, so I shouldn't say into a 40-day fast. I actually have gone 32 days without solid food to eat. And I have been doing liquids. And I want to let you know that when you are looking for just change, when you're looking for God to do something big in your life, when you're looking for God to say, I need to make a change in your life, because He can change your life in a moment. But there's some things that we got to give up. And for me, because I was addicted to food, I chose food. I'm giving my body an opportunity to reset itself. I'm giving my body an opportunity to get back to the normal body that I know God intended for me to have. And I wrote some things down. I said, Lord, here is why I'm fasting. I'm not fasting to lose weight. I'm fasting for revelation knowledge. I'm fasting for wisdom. I'm fasting for courage. I'm fasting for discipline. I'm fasting to be the woman of God that you have created me to be, and to thirst after you and your word. And I know that I wasn't any of that. At least in my mind, I wasn't where I wanted to be with that. And I'm learning discipline, guys. I am learning courage. It takes courage to tell yourself no when yourself say, girl, now you know that steak with them purple onions on there that your husband cooked that's so delicious. You know you won't at least take one bite of that. I promise you, it takes something to say, self, myself say, huh? And I say, no, we're not going to eat that. We're not going to indulge the thought. We are going to drink some water, drink some juice, or drink a protein shake, but we're not going to have solid food. I promise you, I was in the Wendy's line, ready to order. And I had to say, self, and myself said, huh? I said, what are you doing in this line? Now you know you have committed to do something. You made a commitment to yourself to do something. Why are you in this Wendy's line trying to get you a salad? And then you have to ask yourself, just because you think it don't nobody know, don't mean don't nobody know. Get out this line and make sure you go get you something healthy to drink and go back to where you either home or work. Because I promise you, I have caught my silly self in a line doing something I know ready to order. Do y'all understand how crazy that is? To know that you are fasting and to be in line ready to order and don't even know you in that line ready to order. Like you can just come out, just snap it. Like, wait a minute, I'm not supposed to be here. Your body, your flesh can give you cravings that you really, 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 you say, I'm not going to do it. And then it'd be like, but maybe we'll start tomorrow. Any smokers, you got some smokers maybe listening. Listen, I understand. I get it. You say, I'm going to stop smoking. And then somebody make you mad. Or then some stress comes on you and you be like, okay, I'm going to start tomorrow. I just need that one more cigarette. Trust me, I get it. Because when I tell you it takes something to deny your flesh on whatever it is that you know that you have been allowing your flesh to take over with, it is something. I have learned so much about my crazy self during this 40-day fast. Now, I will be done with this 40-day fast. Now listen, I want y'all to pray for me. Listen, I don't have but a few more days left. But pray for me. Pray for me. And then, you don't have to pray for me after 5:01, because by 5:01, I'm going to put something of substance in my mouth. I promise you, I'm going to eat something. I ain't going to go overboard, because you can't come off no 40-day fast and act like you've been eating. I know that. I already know that. I'm preparing, but I just want you to know. I want you to know. I am, and I can, and I will do what I told myself I was going to do, and that's fast for 40 days. I'm going to get that goal. I'm going to push myself harder than I ever pushed myself. I'm going to take it minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, and week by week, that I will be done with this awesome, fabulous reset fast. And I'm telling you, I feel fantastic. Guys, I never thought that not eating food would ever have me feel the way I'm feeling right now. I have been overeating for years and didn't know that I was overeating. I didn't even know that my body doesn't need the stuff that I've been feeding it. and all of this crazy stuff, cookies, ice cream, chips, hot dogs, beef, pork, all this. And I'm like, wait a minute. I feel so much better not having this stuff in my system. What was I thinking? I was so fatigued. I was so tired. I was so, every day, how you doing, Sharon? You know, I always say I'm fabulous. I'm wonderful. But on the inside, I'm going, I really need a nap. Well, listen, I promise you, once this fast is over, once I am done with this 40-day fast, I'm not going to go back to McDonald's, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, Burger. I'm not going to do that. Why? Because it's not necessary. All the stuff that I have been sold watching this TV and see all that succulent bacon and the cheese coming off the hamburger, I'm being sold a way to kill myself slowly. Now, if we are trying to have population control, I understand that, but I'm not going to kill myself on purpose. What I am going to do is care about Sharon for the first time in 53 years. I am going to put Sharon first. I am going to exercise. I am going to make sure that I am eating things that are going to give me life and not death. Now, every once in a while, I want y'all to know I am going to have that one hamburger every once in a while. But it ain't going to be every day at lunchtime eating number 7 like I was doing before. Anybody with me? I mean, every day going to a fast food restaurant, ordering something for lunch, I'm going to take that same money, I'm going to put that money in the bank, and I'm going to buy me a house. Y'all didn't hear me. Honey, I could save plenty of money with the stuff that my mind think it want to eat. I'm going to have that same thought, and I'm going to take that same money and put it in my savings account or even invest it in something. And then in 1 year, see what that looks like. And then I'm going to buy something good. I'm going to buy me something I want. It might be a new Corvette. What? Come on, a brand new red Corvette? Let's go. Sharon can do that. Why not? I'm making some changes. I might as well get something I want out of it. Right? That's how we do. That is how we do. So, don't no more trying to meet other people's expectations. Cancel that. No more of that. No more trying to make people happy around you. Cancel that. No more of that. I want you to care about you. I want you to do what makes you happy. If it makes you happy and makes you feel good and you're not hurting anyone else and you're not hurting yourself, do that. Do that. Do some of the things. Get back to some of your dreams. If you like flying kites, go fly a kite. If you like the beach, go to the beach. Don't wait to afford to go to the beach and pay $700 or $800 hotel rooms. Listen, get you bread and get you some bologna and get you some bottled water and sleep in your car. But go to the beach. This is what I'm saying. We just give up on stuff because if it ain't perfect, we can't do it. Listen, make your perfect. Because when you get on that beach, the last thing you're going to think about is, ooh, I ain't in a hotel. You're going to be in that water having fun, feeling good, and it's going to be glorious to your soul because you're doing something what you wanted to do. If you like playing basketball, man, get back out on the basketball court. Why? Because if you love it, do it. Do something you love to do. If you like drawing, pictures, get back to art. If you love that, do that. Let's get back to what we love. And I promise you it will bring love. And you will feel love. And you will be the person that you want to be in this world. But you have got to get back to making you happy. And stop waiting on other people to do it.